It's Wednesday, the 6th of May, almost 8th of April, 2015, 8 a.m. It's raining, it's overcast, but at the moment, on the positive side of things, there's no wind, so it's just that lovely straight down rain again. That's the change today though. Strong winds are heading our way. I think Bernie Goldbach at Togo sending them over from Cashel in Ireland. Thanks, Bernie. Watching Mr. Blackbird scoff more porridge. I say more porridge because when I put the porridge out this morning, it had barely hit the deck. And he was there. Mrs. Blackbird was there, and it's now hopped off somewhere. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Nesting. So, decent sleep last night. Decent sleep. This morning is the funeral of my cousin Stephen. The mass services. It begins at 9:30. And it looks like he's going to get wet. Well, actually, he's not going to get wet. We're all going to get wet. But it's kind of par for the course here in Scotland. I think the number of people who get buried in Scotland on a lovely sunny day, a few by the trees. Popped over to see Faye and the family yesterday afternoon. Just for a wee while. Just to see if everything sorted out and I need any help. They're a wee bit disorganised as a family, but his daughter Louise seems to have her head screwed on. Well, actually, I know she's got her head screwed on. From past experience with Louise, she's definitely, she knows what it's all about. So, we'll probably all get drookit. And that bugger will be lying there. Well, actually he won't be lying there, but we're speaking here as people speak about coffins, bodies in coffins and that's a bit lying there looking up and saying, look at all this, that bugger's getting soaked. But actually it'll be, hopefully, I'd like to think, somewhere above looking down. Mary doesn't like funerals at all. She abhors them. So, things are kind of out of my control for the next few hours. the service and the funeral, and then the reception tea afterwards in the British Legion in the town. I've had more teas, dinners, receptions, either wedding or funeral or other parties in the Legion than I have anywhere else in my life, anywhere else. Good old British Legion. I'm okay just now, I'm fine, and I'll most probably be okay through most of it. The bit that always grabs me is at the graveside, what sets me off, I'm building a barrier here, what sets me off is watching loved ones going off, if you know what I mean. I'm okay till I see that, and that's me. Mary knows what I'm like, so she'll give my hand an extra tight squeeze just to let me know if she's there. I know she's there because I'll be holding her hand, but you know what I mean.